The deadline is coming quickly for you if you're planning to retire this year. The first step is to figure out what you need to turn into the Office of Personnel Management. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, and she has a list of steps you need to follow if you want to retire by the end of the year. There are folks, Tammy, that are thinking about getting out in pretty short order like this. Is there even really enough time to get all the work done that you need to get done between now and December 31st?
Hi, Francis. Yeah, it's September, so even though that means like the chill is in the air and we're getting ready for health benefits open season, it's also a time when a lot of federal employees do think about leaving federal service and retiring. And that all comes down to that best date to retire at the end of the year when a lot of employees like to cash in a lot of leave. So we're at a good spot right now because if you're within 60, 90, even 120 days of your retirement date, there's still time to do what needs to get done so you can prepare for a smooth transition, hopefully with little to no complications in the whole process.
There are a lot more pieces of paper here than I expected. And you lay them all out in this in your latest column in Government Executive, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Are there some of these that are more important than the other? I won't list them all out because we could be here all afternoon, but are there some of these that are absolute must-haves, or are they all must-haves, or how do I prioritize them?
Yeah, it looks probably more intimidating than it really is. The main thing to do when you're applying to retire is to fill out the retirement application. And that application, whether you're civil service retirement covered or the newer federal employees retirement coverage, is pretty simple. It's two pages, or one page front and back, and there's a few supplemental pages if you need to tell OPM about things like a former spouse or military retirement. But for the most part, you're just telling them where to send the checks and how to get hold of you and where did you retire from with how much service. So it's not as bad as it looks.
Well, and I see, as I read a little more carefully in your column, I saw that a lot of these now are fillable online, so I don't have to print them all out and write them all out by hand and ship them off. A lot of this stuff I can do electronically, it looks like.
Yeah, and I would probably recommend doing it that way because these forms are going to be read by a person at OPM. They're not read electronically, so you do have to fill them out, and I do recommend filling them out online. And then after you print them out, you turn them into your agency in paper form, and they mail them to OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, and someone has to go through them. So they need to be really legible. They have to be very clear. And that's one thing that can also help, you know, make the process go smoother. So make it as easy as possible for the person who has to process that application for you.
Just thinking about the other guy makes a heck of a lot of a difference here, I imagine.
Sure does.
The documents, some of the things that you suggest that don't have anything to do with, you know, that aren't federal forms per se, things like marriage certificate and records of military service that aren't in your regular folder, those kinds of things. How much of those things are floating around, and how much of those are things that I might have to do a fair amount of legwork, you think, to put them all together?
I guess it depends on whether you're one of those people who are very organized and keep everything in a certain place at home or in your safety deposit box, or whether you're someone who might have had to move 15 or 20 times throughout your career and things got lost along the way. But there are certain documents that you will need to gather up, so to know those ahead of time can help, because if it does take a couple of weeks or a couple of months even to find some of them, give yourself some time. So try to get everything done so that you can kind of take a deep breath and really ease into that transition into your retirement life.
So in other words, from my perspective, I probably should have started in like 2004.
No, I think you're more organized than some people we know, Francis.
I think you might be giving me a little too much credit. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. You also have a contact list in this this piece, Tammy. It's not just OPM that you should be getting in touch with and thinking about making arrangements with, right?
That's right. In fact, your first contact is really going to be with your agency's human resource office, because they're going to be the ones to submit the whole thing to OPM. So your retirement application, all your health insurance and life insurance questions are going to go to your agency's HR specialist. But then there's those other benefits that you have, such as Medicare, perhaps. If you're over 65, you might need to enroll in Medicare, or you might need to apply for Social Security. So that's a whole different agency, and you can contact them directly. With it, long-term care insurance and the federal dental and vision program, you may need to do something to keep those benefits going while you're waiting for your retirement to start coming in on a regular basis. So, yeah, there are some other things that you might be wanting to take advantage of and do those things prior to retirement so everything comes into place at the same time. So all that dust settles in one place and your monthly checks all can come at the same date.
You've talked to plenty of folks who have gone through this process or were in the middle of going through this process as they talk to you. What are the common misconceptions that people have about going into the retirement planning process? And what are the common mistakes that people make that hold them up as they're trying to get their benefits started appropriately or transition their FEHP or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think people worry a lot about how smooth that's going to be, how many complications there are going to be, and how long it's going to take, because we've heard so many horror stories over the years, and we do hear, you know, the worst of the worst when it comes out in the media. So I think people do worry that they're going to be one of those horror cases. And the reality is, right now, OPM is up to processing about 80% of all the claims they get within 60 days. So the processing has gotten a lot smoother, a lot quicker than what it was even just a few years ago. And the employees, if they just be a little proactive and leave themselves some time before they actually walk out the door, it should be a pretty smooth process. You know, I also worry, though, sometimes you'll meet someone who just having a bad day and they decide to pull the plug, you know, the next morning they wake up and say, yesterday was my last day. Those folks might have a little bit more to worry about. And I would say, you know, give yourself a couple of weeks to cool off first.
Yeah.
But if you plan ahead, you'll be good.
I think the technical term for that is a bad strategy.
That's right. Exactly.
So if you start this process and then you decide, well, you know what? Maybe I do. Maybe I that's the way I did it. Maybe I pulled the plug a little too early. Is this something that is impossible to stop once you started? Is it like a boulder rolling down a hill?
Yeah, no, in most cases, retirement is always, I should say, considered a voluntary action, unless it's an involuntary separation like a major RIF or your agency is shutting down. But in most cases, when you're choosing to retire, it's voluntary. So up until the day of your separation, if you change your mind, you get cold feet, you decide you can't afford it, you can pull the application and continue on working because they're not going to separate you until after you've left. So you do have some time to think about it, and you could change your mind if need be.